Although it's been nearly 12 years since New Jersey last sent a female to Washington, WHYY's John Weber reports that'll change after next month's election in another of the state's districts.
It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Getting elected to that first term in Congress is hard. Real hard, according to Ingrid Reed, now retired from the Rutgers Eagleton Institute.
The political landscape in New Jersey, as well as the general landscape about congressional districts, in that they are not very competitive.
Gerrymandering has redrawn the state's congressional districts to protect incumbents from both parties, and fewer competitive races means fewer chances for women candidates to break through.
New Jersey has sent 5 women to Congress ever. That includes 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats. The most recent woman to serve in New Jersey's congressional delegation was Marge Rockema, who served from 1981 to 2003.
That's Kelly Dittmar, a scholar at the Center for American Women and Politics at Rutgers. New Jersey and Delaware are among 19 states without female representation in the House of Representatives. But that will change this year, as there are a number of women running for office.
This year, New Jersey will have 6 women on the ballot for congressional offices,
including Amy Belgard in South Jersey's 3rd Congressional District. And in the 12th Congressional District, which covers parts of Mercer, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties, there's a face-off between 2 female candidates. The Republican is Dr. Alita Eck. The Democrat is Assemblywoman Bonnie Watson Coleman.
It's very likely that Bonnie Watson Coleman will win that race, and if so, will become not only the first woman in New Jersey's congressional delegation since 2003, but also the first African-American woman and the first woman of color to be sent to Congress from New Jersey ever.
Eck and Watson Coleman are squaring off now that Congressman Rush Holt is retiring after 8 terms. Ingrid Reed says it's not always easy for female candidates to win a party's endorsement, even when it's an open seat with no incumbent.
In New Jersey, politics still is very much controlled by county parties. Congressional races are not as important as the more local races for the state legislature and for the county. The other part of this is that the county parties are basically run by men. There are only 2 women who, right now, I think, who are county party chairs. And so over the years, it's been hard for women to get visibility. You had to be a real star to run for Congress and get the parties to support you.
In the case of New Jersey's 12th district, Bonnie Watson Coleman could certainly be considered to be that star, having served in the state assembly since 1998, including stints as the majority leader and state Democratic chairwoman. Regardless, Watson Coleman says women candidates face challenges their male counterparts are immune to.
Some of which have to do with the way we've been socialized into always working for someone else and not working for ourselves and not seeing ourselves in that role. But institutionally, it's been a part of the old boys network. And so generally speaking, they don't think of us in terms of viable candidates.
Her opponent, Alita Eck, ran for U.S. Senate last year in New Jersey, but was beaten in the Republican primary by perennial candidate Steve Lonergan. Ingrid Reed says, barring an election eve surprise,
the end of the story is that New Jersey will finally have a woman in Congress after 11 years.
John Weber, WHYY News.